Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Let's get to extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us, and the city is owed some money. Are they going to get it, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is, you know, as the city's got a big budget shortfall, looking at different ways to make sure they get paid for things that they are owed. And one of them is special events throughout the city. Police overtime. Event coordinators have to work with the city to come up with a security plan, but oftentimes the Chicago Police Department steps in and says, no, you're going to need some of our officers there. And if they rack up overtime, then they have to bill it back to the special events folks. But Block Club did an investigation looking into this and showed that they billed about $22 million this year and have only gotten about $2 million back from the special events folks. So big hole there, and it sort of just shows that there isn't a whole lot of communication between the different city police, just the city departments. They might get issued a permit, but they may still owe money from the previous year and then get a renewal. So they're trying to figure out a way to sort of get these folks to cough up the money. Some of the big ones, NASCAR in the past has paid its bill, Lollapalooza as well, but there's about 1,300 events throughout the city during the warm months. You know, everything from street festivals to concerts throughout the area. So yeah, they're trying to figure out. But the special events people, some of them say, hey, listen, we came up with a security plan, we paid for security, and then Chicago police just show up and bill us for their time that we didn't really want. They said it's like having someone come and paint your house that you didn't want, and mm-hmm. then billing you for it. So yeah. It's a little bit of a debate, but there's a lot of money sitting out there on the books for Chicago that they haven't gotten back.
Let's talk about the CTA holiday trains and buses. When does this start?
It starts next Friday, so it's in its 33rd year, and I think it's one of these CTA traditions that actually people all get behind. They've got these six-car trains that are fully lit up. They've got LED season's greetings. They've got Santa driving some of them with a reindeer, and it's kind of just a whimsical thing when it shows up unexpectedly for you, and you get to ride the holiday train. So it starts with the green and the orange line next Friday. Then they cycle through all the different lines throughout it. We've got the schedule of when you can expect these trains. I say that with a grain of salt because I know people are always a little leery about when do we actually expect a train coming by. But I live right by the yellow line, and it's always kind of fun when you're standing outside and the thing rumbles by and you can see all the lights. It's just sort of brightens the day for a moment.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Information on that, and also check out the story of the Shedd Aquarium's holiday house party coming up. Seamus Toomey, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.